Oh, just kill me now. I didn't shriek that out loud, just clenched my teeth more tightly. That's how A Murder of Magpies by Judith Flanders starts. I'm Scott McNulty, and this is Recently Read. The observant listener may notice that the title of this episode of Recently Read isn't A Murder of Magpies, but rather The Sam Clare Mysteries. And that's because I basically inhaled all four books in the series, all four so far, over the course of 4 days. In addition to A Murder of Magpies, the series includes A Bed of Scorpions, A Cast of Vultures, and A Howl of Wolves. These books are cozy mysteries in that they deal with a small group of recurring characters who somehow end up getting repeatedly entangled with murders, though the gruesome stuff isn't really described, and most of the peril is play for humor. The joy of these kinds of books, and certainly this series in particular, is visiting with these recurring characters time and time again. That's why, when I finished the third book, I immediately went to the library and took out the first and second books and read them back to back while waiting for the fourth book to become available. And I did it just as I finished the second. I lead a charmed reading life. Now, you heard that correctly. I started reading the series with the third book, A Cast of Vultures. I didn't do this by design, and I don't recommend jumping into the series like this for a very particular reason, the characters. As I mentioned, the joy of these kinds of books is getting to know the characters and watching their relationships grow and mature. If you start at the third book, you skip over some important character moments that pay off in the later books. I guess I'm saying start with the first book, but be sure to have the second one handy, because you'll want to read it as soon as you finish the first. This series, as you might have guessed, follows the adventures, such as they are, of a London-based woman who describes herself as a middle-aged, middlingly successful editor. Sam Clare is someone who is good at her job, not willing to let men tell her what to do or how she should value herself, and very protective of her friends and family. Plus, she eats a banana for breakfast every day, just like me, and she goes running often and totally hates it, just like me. Plus, I'm also middlingly successful. I can't even say middlingly. That's how middlingly successful I am. So I guess it's pretty clear why I can easily identify with Sam. Plus, she hates socializing with people she doesn't know, and she's pretty darn sarcastic. Each book does indeed feature some sort of mystery that Sam needs to help solve for a variety of reasons, but the mystery isn't why you should read these books. You should read these books so you can spend time with Sam and her neighbors and her mother, who's a great character, and her policeman boyfriend. These books are like candy to me. I can't help but gobble them up in one sitting, and I am pretty sure that they are going to be a yearly adventure for me. I imagine Judith Flanders will be pumping them out once a year for as long as she can. There is one thing that bothers me about them, the titles. They are clever, but they're seemingly totally unrelated to the subject matter of the books unless, and this is very likely, I'm missing something. As I think about it, it could be that the titles themselves are a meta-commentary on the very idea of mystery series like this one. They all need to have some thematic punny title, so why not give people what they want? I don't know, I might be working too hard to figure that out. Anyway, if you like gentle mysteries that feature strong middle-aged women characters, or strong, interesting characters of any kind, the Sam Clare series is just for you.